This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel has intensified its assault on Gaza, causing renewed concern Saturday about civilian deaths. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israel pounded targets in southern Gaza as it continued its offensive in the besieged enclave after a week-long truce with Hamas. Israel's military released new footage showing what it claimed were troops operating inside of Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters the U.S. has urged Israel to do everything possible to protect civilians. At a hospital in Khan Yunis, injured were driven into the emergency rooms as children screamed for their mothers and anxious relatives urged for help. Many of Israel's attacks were focused on the Khan Yunis area in southern Gaza, where the military said it had struck more than 50 Hamas targets with airstrikes, tank fire, and its navy. Israel had dropped leaflets to warn residents to leave. However, many Palestinians in Gaza say there's nowhere else to go. I'm Karen Chamas.
The International Committee of the Red Cross said Saturday resumption of fighting in the Gaza Strip has put intense pressure on civilians already under a tremendous strain. In a statement Saturday, the Red Cross said civilians have overwhelmingly borne the brunt of the hostilities in Gaza and Israel so far. And following the resumption of fighting, the aid group fears civilians now face increased suffering and urge the parties in the conflict to do everything possible to avoid civilian casualties and harm. Speaking to the Reuters News Service on the sidelines of the UN Climate Summit in Dubai, ICRC Director General Robert Mardini said the organization has 130 staff working in the Palestinian enclave ready to help.
We stand ready to facilitate further release operations of hostages in Gaza and Palestinian detainees to be reunited with their families. Those moments are a glimmer of hope in the midst of intense fighting.